Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Adonai Elohim, the Lord God, El Elyon, God, God, Most High. The way I see it is, what happened is that all things are being made new. Nothing ungodly of what was should survive in us. Nothing ungodly of the old should survive in us. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19, the Lord says, listen carefully. I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. Revival is a spiritual and physical experience. It is like when Jesus called you. Like He said to His disciples, He said to you, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. You experienced it. When Jesus called you, it was your experience. And others will say, well, I don't see why you have to go and surround yourself with homeless people. Well, they, whoever questions your call, they did not hear your call. God spoke to you. God wants you. If God wanted them, He would have spoken to them. And Scripture says His gifts and calling are irrevocable. So now is the time for us to move in our calling in the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. You know, Almighty God has given you a special way to minister to people. Use it. If you don't use it, no one else will. No one else can. It is yours. Let us pray that in. Would you say, Lord, your word says that the earth groans for the sons of God to be revealed. Whatever it is you have for me, Lord, enable me to move in it, to walk in the anointing you have given me, to fulfill the purpose for which I was sent. Enable me to embrace all that you have given me as you embrace and hold me, Holy Spirit. I believe your word. I believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. I believe in you, Jesus. I am yours. Amen and amen. We are in a precious time. That is why I prophesy over you every week by the word of God. Why do I keep declaring words over you? Because we are in a precious time. The dry bones are rising up, allowing God to breathe into them. Sinew, muscle, skin. As in Ezekiel 37. Now, I know it actually says in verse 11, these bones are the house of Israel. So please do not write to me on this. But sometimes when I feel like a dry bone and hope is lost and I am completely cut off, I read these words and prophesy to myself. Ezekiel chapter 37. Oh, you dry bones of Cynthia West, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath and spirit to enter you, and you shall live, Cynthia West. And I will lay sinews upon you and bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin. And I will put breath and spirit in you. And you, dry bones, Cynthia West, shall live. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 6, and you shall know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler who calls forth loyalty and obedient service. So I prophesy to myself and receive those words to yourself also, if the Holy Spirit leads you to. Amen and amen. As I have said before, there is a new sound that is about to invade earth. Yes, invade. It has not been heard before. It is the cry of God's harvest of souls, rising up to praise their God. The sound of revival, the cry of revival, rising up and shouting, hallelujah, praise you, Lord, saying thank you to our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in holy reverential fear of Almighty God, because they have seen what God has done and what God is doing. Things are new. Things will never be the same again. Let us thank God and praise God because of that. Praise him on the trumpet, the psaltery and harp. Praise him on the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with stringed instruments too. Praise him on the loud cymbals. Praise him on the loud cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And I declare over you today that the fire of Almighty God will light your way. And we need to know that, to stand firm in the knowledge that we have been chosen for such a time as this, and we are anointed for such a time as this, to bring in the Holy Spirit harvest, because Satan is coming after our children and our children's children, altering our genetics. That will stop us reproducing. And Satan has us begging to receive his altered genetics out of fear. In conjunction with his lies, how did Satan get so far in such a time as this? Fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence and lies appearing real. Scripture says there will be pestilences, and there are viruses. We don't want to be sick and we don't want to get it. So fear makes us willing and compliant. And Satan encourages us to fear whatever is coming our way. We are being tested as to what we will and will not believe. That is why Jesus is our ark. Get in the ark. Pass everything you hear and see through the blood of Jesus. Is what you are seeing and hearing in line with God's word, with the kingdom? Then don't believe it. Do not listen to it. Scripture says there will be many false prophets. Wear two masks. Get two vaccines. No, get three vaccines. Let what you see and hear be farther filtered. Be cautious. Be wary. The way to stay in the ark is to surrender all to Jesus. You give Jesus complete control. Would you pray that in with me? Lord Jesus, I surrender again and again to you. I desire to be constantly yours. A vessel that you can use. Every breath I breathe, I give to you. Holy Spirit, every beat of my heart is for Jesus. Amen. Remember, an ungodly government cannot stop revival. And they did try. We were told, close your churches. But revival is here. You are not allowed to meet. But revival is here. Cover your mouth. But revival is here. We can still hear you. Wear two masks. But revival is here. Satan's liars did not remember that God speaks to his people spirit to spirit. When God's spirit speaks to your spirit, no one and nothing can take that away. And so God is opening up eyes and ears spiritually and physically to hear and see the truth, because the truth makes us free. And as new eyes and ears are being opened to hear and see what the Spirit would say to them, listen carefully, as the eyes and ears of the harvest is opened, they are looking for truth, and the truth is Jesus, and you have Jesus. You are needed to bring in the harvest. Hallelujah. But I believe that someone listening is struggling. You are so longing to see the fulfillment of God's word. Would you pray with me? Would you say, Lord Jesus, show me your victory. Show me there are more with us than there are with them. Amen, amen. And I declare in Jesus' name, you shall not die, but you shall live to declare the glory of the Lord. You were made for such a time as this. Shalom. Be thou made whole in Jesus' name. Oh, I am so thankful that it is Holy Spirit who saves. We just have to be a vessel he can use. I encourage you to keep standing for justice. You know, the Lord has impressed on me, and our church in England feels the same way, that Florida has a good governor in Ron DeSantis. If the Lord has given you that impression, would you pray, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Ron DeSantis, in Jesus' name. Amen. Feel free to pray that for him whenever Holy Spirit leads you. Hallelujah. And if you haven't given Jesus your life, would you please say with me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and into my life. I repent of my sins. I turn away from them. I say I am sorry. Come into my heart and into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Fill me now completely. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. And I take this time to also call forth President Donald Trump to stand in his anointed position of David. Lord, let thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Donald Trump. And you know, when all of this is over, it has to be said that no one could have done this but our God. I pray that you will continue to let the Lord Jesus rule and reign in your life. Continue to praise. Continue to stand. Continue to worship. Continue to stand for justice, for the truth. Your God is an awesome God, and he is awesome and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Glory to God on high. Amen. And amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485. Take my life.
Hello.